It's no small thanks to Wally Rose that today there is a thriving community of ragtime enthusiasts worldwide staging festivals, writing books and magazine articles, and generating radio programs, websites, and CDs dedicated to exploring this nearly lost American musical treasure. Ragtime is a specific music, not to be confused with jazz. It was a syncopated predecessor of jazz, popular between around 1899 and 1917, generally published as sheet music, and usually played on piano, often player pianos, but sometimes by larger orchestras and bands. Shortly after Wally died in 1997 at the age of 84, I taped a discussion with Peter Clute about Wally Rose. And I think Peter gives us a vivid picture of Wally, having been a friend and protege. Here's a bit of Peter Clute, featured during a broadcast with the Turk Murphy Band in the late 50s. This is Dave Radlauer talking with Pete Clute. Pete played, of course, piano with the Turk Murphy Band for many, many years.
29 years.
And was a student of Wally Rose.
I studied with Wally a couple of years before I graduated from Stanford. I started with him probably about 1953 and went on until Turk hired me to take Wally's place in his band.
And why was Wally leaving the band?
Wally had made a sojourn to New York City with Turk's band, and the band was very popular, and Turk wanted to travel. Wally, in turn, didn't want to travel, so he told Turk that he couldn't travel, and Wally always took care of his mother, and his mother was probably in her 60s then, and lived with him. Wally just wanted to stay around San Francisco. I'd written him a letter, and I requested ragtime piano lessons, and he wrote me a nice letter back saying that he didn't teach ragtime, that all he taught was classical music, so at that point I just shelved it. Then, probably a few months later, I went to hear the Firehouse Five, and I went down there, and Wally was sitting in on piano, so that was the first time that I'd heard him.
Did you get to approach him on that occasion?
No, I was too shy.
Now, when you were in college, were you majoring in music or something else?
No, economics and labor relations, and I minored in history. When I was through with college, I majored in bar rooming.
Barroom piano?
Yeah.
Pete Clute at the piano and Jelly Roll Morton's great tune, The Pearl.
So you were informally studying, getting ideas from Wally. What had your formal training been before that?
Well, I was raised in a very proper family. My mom died when I was born, and my dad lived with my grandmother, and she was a very proper San Francisco family. And in those days, at the age of about four, you had to learn something. I started taking piano lessons when I was about four and a half, and I kept taking those until I went to college, I guess. So I had a good background on piano, except I didn't have the finesse that Wally taught me.
I know he felt that a good classical background was very important for ragtime music.
Well, ragtime music is to a great degree classical in nature. The best ragtime players and the people such as Scott Joplin and James Scott, Joseph Lamb, wrote, and it's very precise. And if you hear recordings of it, it originally was dance music, and it had to have a beat. At least that's the way that Waters and Turk and myself look at the music.